From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live. You're listening to The Reckoning with Timothy Shea on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
America is just about ready to be officially declared a banana republic. This is the kind of thing that goes on in third world nations, right? I mean, this is absurd. The left takes it as a matter of an article of faith that Donald Trump's a criminal. So Donald Trump's a criminal! Need to be indicted! Well, what are his crimes? He's a criminal. I mean, it's like talking to these morons from Idiocracy, right? You try to explain how water works and photosynthesis and plants growing. But Brando's got what plants need. It's got electrolytes. No matter what you say, but Brando's got what plants need. It's got electrolytes. Well, that's where we are now. Fully 45% of this country believes that Donald Trump is a criminal, is an article of faith. They don't know what his crimes are, but he's a criminal. He needs to be in jail. Meanwhile, this is nothing more than the most massive case of psychological projection ever. Hillary Clinton, multiple felon. I mean, we could recite them. We all know them. The bleach bit, the 33,000 emails, the destroying this, the private server, the destroying the hard drives and the Blackberries with a hammer, the everything, right? Multiple felonies. We've got Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, Haley Biden, and now potentially the niece. Multiple felonies. Right on up to and including selling the office of the Vice President of the United States of America to China. All sorts of crimes with Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein in their insider trading. All sorts of crimes with Adam Schiff and Swalwell. Feinstein had a Chinese spy as a driver for 20 years. Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy. Schiff is involved up to his eyeballs with a man who's already in prison for killing a male prostitute. Multiple felonies on the left, never investigated, certainly never prosecuted. But Donald Trump's a criminal, is an article of faith. He needs jailed. It's unbelievable. And then Manhattan DA spokesman comes out today. You could almost think like in his head he was reading it in FDR's dulcet tones, right? We will not be intimidated by attempts to undermine the justice process, nor will we let baseless accusations deter us from fairly applying the law. In every prosecution, we follow the law without fear or favor to uncover the truth. Our skilled, honest, and dedicated lawyers remain hard at work. Yeah. It's unbelievable, right? I don't know whether they're stupid enough to believe that we would actually believe this, or more likely they think that we're stupid enough that we would actually believe this. Nobody with two synapsing neurons believes this nonsense. And why were they so upset? Why were they saying that we will not be intimidated? Well, because Jim Jordan sent a letter to Bragg's office. Alvin Bragg, the racist Alvin Bragg. Dear Mr. Bragg, you're about to engage in an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. And that's not Jim Jordan's opinion, right? Law professors up and down. Alan Dershowitz described this as an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial discretion. You're about to engage in an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. The indictment of a former president of the United States and current declared candidate for that office. This indictment comes after years of your office searching for a basis, any basis, on which to bring charges, ultimately setting on a novel legal theory untested anywhere in the country and one that federal authorities declined to pursue. Mueller declined to pursue it. Mueller's pit bull. You want to talk about somebody that should be in prison still? Weissman, his pit bull. Weissman should be in prison for what he did during the Enron prosecution 15 years ago. If these reports are accurate, Jordan's letter continued, your actions will erode confidence in the even-handed application of justice and unalterably interfere in the court of the 2024 presidential election. It's unbelievable. There's no crime here. Federal prosecutors declined. The Southern District of New York declined. Letitia James declined. But good old Alvin Bragg in the Manhattan DA's office, the lowest court possible. Okay, understand this. This is the lowest court possible. Federal District Court for the Southern District of New York declined to prosecute on these allegations. There's not even a crime here. The Federal Election Commission said there's no crime here. So now you got a federal district court and a federal agency saying there's no crime here. The state declined to prosecute. Letitia James ran on indicting Donald Trump, and she couldn't get the job done. But good old Alvin in the Manhattan DA's office, the lowest court that charges could be brought. The only court lower is traffic court, literally, or small claims court. And here comes Alvin, hell-bent on turning America into a banana republic, and all the clapping seals on The View and everywhere else will cheer because Donald Trump's a criminal is an article of faith. Meanwhile, the real criminals keep on laundering money through Ukraine, keep on slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people with their gene jab, keep on committing the crimes that they've been committing every day for decades. I'm Timothy Shea. This is The Reckoning. Do you have a suggestion for a possible guest that you'd like to hear on TNT Radio? Or perhaps you have a topic you feel we should discuss? Then we want to hear from you. Simply complete the suggestion form on the TNT Radio website, tntradio.live. Help us make a difference on TNT Radio.
Breaking down the headlines.
It's the news I trust.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
A trial with the potential to greatly alter modern online speech laws kicked off yesterday, the day that Facebook finally nuked me for good. Apparently, they don't give you a 30-second, 30-day ban. And what was my sin? I called out Nazis in Ukraine, of course. Can't tell truth about that. And prosecutors in this case are accusing celebrity meme maker Douglas Mackey of using memes in an attempt to steal votes from Hillary Clinton's base during the 2016 election. Here with the story, joining me now is TNT Radio News producer Adam Ruckus Clark.
Hi, Timothy. That would explain a lot. I used to tag you on my Facebook posts and it suddenly stopped working.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Timothy's Facebook account.
Hey, listen, I've lost 4 Twitter accounts. 1 Facebook account isn't so bad, right?
Right, gotcha.
Memes are the greatest threat to Western civilization, Adam.
I'm still aspiring to get locked into jail more than once in my lifetime, working on it. But apparently, maybe I should focus more on memes, yeah? Because apparently this is the next point of contention. This is crazy to me. I mean, if I could pick this story right here to symbolize exactly where we are in society in America, I think I could do no better. All right, so the defendant, Mr. Mackey, more widely known online, you may have seen him out there, folks, as Ricky Vaughn, a reference to a fictional baseball pitcher in the Major League movie series. He posted memes as an online personality with tens of thousands of followers during the 2016 election. A study at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology ranked Mackey as 107th in terms of his influence on the election, which notably is higher than NBC News and Stephen Colbert. That was according to a 2021 statement by the Department of Justice. Memes, of course, are generally meant to be humorous internet images, just a joke, but prosecutors hold that Mackey crossed the line when he posted one instructing people to vote by text message and another depicting a black woman holding a campaign sign for Hillary Clinton. This was about a week before Election Day in the 2016 presidential election. After the cycle of the election, the DOJ went after Mackey with a conspiracy charge, alleging that he conspired to deceive people with memes and with the intention to influence the election. Authorities arrested Mackey in January 2021, and a jury indicted him within 2 weeks of his arrest for conspiring against people's right to vote, a charge that carries a maximum of 10 years in prison. Crazy. While the DOJ has prosecuted many other forms of election interference, for example, usually based on violence, Mackey's case is likely a historical first where alleged falsehoods are said to be the form of interference. So this is very interesting. I'm going to keep a very close eye on this. The trial commenced yesterday, Monday, so March 20th. Assistant U.S. Attorney Frank Turner Buford is in charge of the prosecution, and attorney Andrew Frisch for the defendant Mackey. Apparently the government direct examined several witnesses and presented evidence in favor of its case. So yeah, this is pretty wild, man. Here, by the way, what the tweet was, what the meme, it said, quote, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. And apparently a number of people did that, like thousands. What did they receive? According to, let's see, the owner of the text code phone number there, they received allegedly 4,900 unique phone numbers texted that number in order to vote. So there were almost 5,000. Well, you know what they say? What was that, the famous carnival dude who said there's a sucker born every minute, Timothy?
Well, you asked the right person that question, because it wasn't P.T. Barnum who said that. It was P.T. Barnum's Syracuse lawyer. There was a famous mid-19th century hoax. There's a little hamlet called Cardiff, New York. It's between Lafayette and Skaneateles, right on Route 20. And a farmer dug up when it was apparently an 8-foot-tall petrified man. Anatomically correct, and it was a big to-do. Well, as it turns out, Adam, he sent his brother-in-law out to Chicago and had a sculptor sculpt the thing out of limestone, and they shipped it back, and he buried it. And the hoax became known when a surveyor, a land surveyor, said, well, that's not geology in which you dig a well. Why were you digging there? And then the hoax all fell apart. But while it was on, he was getting 25 cents a view, which back in the 1840s, 1850s was big money. Well, P.T. Barnum was going to buy this and ended up, he did buy it. And it actually now, it was part of his American show in New York City, and it now resides in the Farmers Museum in Cooperstown, New York, down by the Baseball Hall of Fame. And when Barnum asked why he should buy it, his Syracuse lawyer said, a sucker's born every minute.
Well, there you have it, man. Awesome. I had no idea. I love learning.
I'm a master of useless knowledge, Adam.
Oh, no, I love that stuff. There's a TV show I used to watch that I like. It's called Adam Ruins Everything, oddly enough. But they take like things that we think we know about history, common tropes, and then we ruin it with the truth. Like, wow, I had no idea. It's awesome. I love that. This is really fascinating to me, though, because of this whole thing. By the way, this was not like that. In that instance, they were charging money. This dude is not. He just created a meme. He just seemingly picked this text number at random, but apparently it was a real number. So nobody like made money off this, but it just goes to show that I guess people are man, it's not his fault. He thought he was just making a joke. It's not his fault that people are really that stupid, you know?
Well, I commented last week that the prosecution's theory of the case is that people are as stupid is this guy was implying that they were, right? Because only a moron would think that you could vote by text. And yeah, it looked, you know, it had the look and feel of a Hillary ad. All right, there's a black woman holding a Women for Hillary sign or whatever. And it said, you know, text to, but it, you know, and then you read at the bottom, you could tell it was a joke. You could tell it wasn't a Democrat meme because it said only one vote per person. And, you know, the very, very fine print, only one vote per person, must be 18 years of age, must be a legal United States citizen. So of course that wouldn't be a Democrat meme, right, Adam? We can't be having legal citizens of majority age voting. We got to have everybody voting. Heck, if toddlers right. can figure out that they're a different gender, they ought to be able to vote for president at 2.5, 3 years old.
Let's not forget all the dead people who were voting too, Timothy.
That's exactly right. This is very similar to a meme that landed me one of my 31 30-day bans. I simply posted, reminder, election day is Tuesday, November 8th for Republicans and Wednesday, November 9th for Democrats. Avoid the lines. Vote with your party. Bam, 30 days. Misinformation. Dangerous, Adam. We memesters
are gotta
dangerous.
Be careful. That could land. Sure you could do. Be guilty of Section 18 of the USC Code, Section 241. So careful.
Yeah, you want to know the ultimate irony of that section?
Oh
it's
yeah,
part of the it's part of the what's known popularly as the Ku Klux Klan Act. So here, the party of slavery, Jim Crow, and the KKK are going to use the Ku Klux Klan Act to try to put a memester in prison for 10 years. It's unbelievable. Thanks for a great story. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Ross Cameron.
Australia has taken a decision in the military sphere which Australians may struggle to comprehend the significance of the step change that this decision involves. I thought I should go back just a few years to 2014. The Abbott government will select a Japanese-built Soroya-class submarine. So that's 2014. Then on April 26, 2016, French company DCNS will build Australia's $50 billion new Barracuda submarine fleet in Adelaide. So then we have round three of this extraordinary, magnificent step change in submarines, which came on the 16th of September 2021, when we learned that it was not the Japanese, not the French, but Australia is embarking on its most significant change of defence and strategic direction in decades. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said a new alliance had been formed with the UK and the US that was the most significant security development for Australia since the ANZUS Treaty. Interesting that ScoMo flipped on a dime from the commitment which we forced the French to comply with, that the submarines must not be nuclear powered.
Ross Cameron on TNT Radio.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in.
They trust TNT Radio
and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
My neighbor is so excited. He just filled up his gas tank for $28. The bad news is it was his lawnmower.
I got the high.
This sucks.
High gas prices blues.
Come on, man.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
They call James Brown the hardest working man in show business, but not even the Godfather of Soul has anything on my guest tonight. Clay Clark is the former United States Small Business Administration Entrepreneur of the Year. Indeed, he is the Energizer Bunny of entrepreneurs. He's started several multimillion dollar companies. He is a member of the Forbes Business Coach Council. He has coached many other companies to phenomenal success. I personally, over the last 2 years, have gotten to know Clay through the Reawaken America tour that he has founded with General Flynn. Coast to coast, sold out every venue, every conference. It's been amazing. And Clay will be up at 3:15. He's always the first one there. He's always the last one to leave. He's running around all day long. I don't know where he gets his energy. I don't know that his wife does either. He's one of the most impressive people I've ever met. Very happy to welcome to the reckoning, Clay Clark.
I am honored to be here with you. And I'll just tell you, God has given everybody out there listening today the ability to do something to lead people to Christ and to save this nation. I don't know exactly what it is, what talent or skills you have. I just know that I happen to have been gifted with the ability to organize large-scale events. I'm very aggressive and I'm very organized. And so I asked God in my prayers, you know, God, how can you use me to help save this nation? And I'm honored that I'm able to be a small part of it. And I hope that many, many people are discovering the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, all of that at these Reawaken America Tour events. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you.
Amen. Everything you just said. Clay, am I overstating the case that we are at a tipping point and that when, it looks like when now, not if, Donald Trump is arrested, that America will officially be a banana republic?
Well, I'm not saying this to name drop. I'm saying this, Timothy, so people can understand the profundity of what I'm going to say, just to set a little bit of a backdrop here,
sure.
Okay? Last night on the Thrive Time show, I interviewed President Donald J. Trump for the first time on our show, and people can hear that interview if they go to rumble.com and they search for Thrive Time show. And when I was interviewing President Donald J. Trump, I asked him directly. I said, President Trump, I have a pastor with me on the show. We had Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. He was there. We had about 300,000 people streaming this interview. And I said, sir, how can we best pray for you? You know, I've met him on multiple occasions. I'm very good friends with his son, Eric Trump. Very good friends with Peter Navarro, his trade czar dealing with China. I'm very good friends with Mike Lindell. I'm very good friends with General Flynn. I mean, I know that group. That group is on the tour.
Right.
So I'm saying,
you're on the inside.
And I said, so I got to ask you, sir, how can I pray for you? He said, Clay, please pray for our nation. Don't worry about me. Pray for our nation. And I thought that demonstrated, 10 life lessons, 15 life lessons, a whole book of life lessons. I mean, one, how about keep the main thing the main thing? He thinks this is about saving the nation, not about saving him.
Two, exactly.
You talk about the humbleness in his actions. You talk about a guy who's willing to sacrifice everything. And he said, could you please pray for our nation? And then this is just, I mean, there was the sincerity in his voice, knowing where we're at with the Republic. And so I want to give people kind of a visual here. If you have a boat and the boat is taking on water, and you've got a certain window of time where you can plug that hole and then you can bail water and continue your voyage or your trip. At a certain point, if the boat is taking on too much water, the only way to save yourself is to get off the boat because the boat will sink. America is at that tipping point. America's there right now. And if you want to know what happens when a republic falls or a free country falls, look at Venezuela. So we're almost there. And if I have a little clip I want to play, this is Robert Kiyosaki. And he did this emergency podcast. Robert Kiyosaki, if anybody out there who knows him, he wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. His book has had a big influence on my life. I've had him on my show. And he doesn't put out urgent, emotional, emergency podcasts. He puts out podcasts every day. But I want people to listen to what he said 2 days ago.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Robert Kiyosaki. This is the first emergency podcast or broadcast I have ever done.
The FDIC can't handle this. Their insurance fund is only 0.03% of bank deposits. 0.03%, roughly $125 billion in FDIC liquidity, backing over $9.5 trillion in deposits.
And Matt, those numbers again, the FDIC backs up $9.5 trillion. What?
$9.5 trillion worth of deposits, with about $125 billion in cash.
The real problem is the bond market's crashing, and the bond market is systemic, as you know. I mean, I'm concerned about IRAs, pension plans, and all that. So this is more than it's, I mean, it's, I'm concerned, should I say. And then, you know, thank you for all these years letting me come on your program and say, buy silver, buy gold. Because when I first heard it coming on, I think this was $3 and this was $50. And now it's $2,000.
SVB and FTX, for that matter, are just two of several major players in the financial industry that have gone under in recent months. Are you noticing any of this?
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Okay, that's Yuval Noah Harari. He's talking about COVID introducing surveillance under the skin, and Kiyosaki's talking about the collapse of the U.S. dollar. A lot of topics, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, we got to unpack that after the news. There's a lot there. We're going to get into all of it. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
TNT Radio News.
Big news.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has called on the Greens Party to drop their demand for a complete ban on new coal and gas projects and approve the Labor government's climate safeguard mechanism legislation. Venezuelan regime leader Nicolas Maduro on Monday accepted the resignation of the country's powerful oil minister following the detention of several high-level officials amid a corruption probe focused on state-run company PDVSA and the judiciary.
On air and on the app.
I listen on the app.
Stay up to date around the clock.
I listen, therefore I know.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
So Clay, that clip, last night I had Dr. Jerome Corsi on the show and he echoed every single thing that was in that clip you just played, particularly about the FDIC and the fact that there is going to be an economic collapse, he believes, that is going to make the Great Depression look like a child's tea party. It's going to come later this year, Dr. Corsi said, and it's going to be bad. And a lot of people are going to suffer a lot of pain. Unfortunately, none of those people are the ones that are causing all of this.
You're correct. And I want to be very clear. This is an intentional destruction. So I want everybody out there to write this down. If you can, Google it, write it down. Take notes, please, folks. This is urgent information. If you type in MIT CBDC into Google, you'll see that MIT developed the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Now, if you type in MIT Quantum Dot, you'll see that MIT developed the Quantum Dot. It's a technology that allows you to store a patient or a person's medical or financial records under their skin. That's called the Quantum Dot. And if you type in Quant Network, you're going to see that the actual name of the new central bank digital currency technology is called the Quantum Network. So what you have to understand is that the CBDCs are, they involve surveillance under the skin. And Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, is saying this out loud. He's also, by the way, this is big, the man leading the protests in Israel, practically begging for the removal or demanding the removal of Benjamin Netanyahu, are being led by who? Yuval Noah Harari. Meanwhile, during the same 7-day period of time as Yuval's out there advocating for the removal of Benjamin Netanyahu, and as the president of Israel is discussing a potential civil war, guess what's happening? Here in America, President Trump says he may be arrested. And then guess what happened with Putin? An international court has declared he has an arrest warrant out for himself. So what's happening is there is an intentional stirring up of the hornet's nest, and you're seeing an intentional destruction of the U.S. dollar. The ultimate goal of the Great Reset is to put surveillance under the skin and to implement the Quantum Dot technology called the Quantum Network. That's the name of the technology company. The founder is Gilbert Verdean, and they want to introduce a central bank digital currency based in Shanghai called the New Development Bank. The BRICS Bank is based in Shanghai, and they want to introduce a new currency. Who's they? Klaus Schwab and Xi want to introduce a new currency. It's called the BRICS currency, the BRICS reserve currency. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus Saudi Arabia, Iran, Venezuela. They're all teaming up to introduce a gold-backed central bank digital currency based and controlled in Shanghai by the New Development Bank. These are facts.
They are, Dr. Corsi mentioned the asset-backed security that BRICS is going to be using, is currently using. The petrodollar, where risk of the American dollar no longer being the world's currency for purchasing gas and oil. Russia is already charging people in rubles. You have to convert your currency to rubles, which is a gold-backed currency, in order to purchase Russian gas. So we're definitely losing our stature in the world economically. And you're absolutely right. This is all being done intentionally. Khrushchev said America would be defeated from within, and they've been working for 60 years to do exactly that. And it's the those on the left, the people that I have opposed for 50 years now, and that you have opposed, you know, all your life since you've gotten political. These people aren't, we're no longer in a left versus right paradigm, Clay. We're in an up versus down paradigm.
You are 100% correct. And I don't know that I'm doing a good enough job of succinctly explaining this idea. So I want people to listen to this for a second. The man you're going to hear here, his name is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. And he is openly stating his vision. Listen to this man speak. Listen to this.
Actually, folks. Clay, I'm told we can't do clips, Clay.
No clips.
So can you succinctly? No clips. Yeah. So could you succinctly summarize what Yuval's thesis is?
No problem. And by the way, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see all those clips. But Yuval Noah Harari is describing humans as hackable animals. He's saying that COVID will introduce surveillance under the skin. He is calling for the implementation of a surveillance state. He's saying we can completely eliminate privacy. These are statements he's making. And this is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, these are the people you'll own nothing and be happy. Okay, this is Mao's cultural revolution being done in a bloodless and almost inescapable way. I mean, it's very, very, it's going to be very, very hard to undo the harm that these people have done, because while we've been keeping our head down, starting new businesses, bringing up our children, you know, worshiping the Lord, paying our taxes, they've been playing the long game. They've been hell-bent on destroying America from within for decades now. And it's going to be a long road back, Clay.
Yeah, and I would say this, if you're new to the Bible, I would encourage you to look up Luke chapter 21 tonight. You'll feel like you're reading the news, by the way. I read Matthew chapter 24. You're going to feel like you're reading the news, by the way. I would encourage you to read Revelation chapter 6, and you're going to feel like you're reading the news. So the Bible, people forget that. 27% of the Bible is prophetic.
And yeah, go back to the book of Daniel.
Right. So a lot of people that don't read Daniel, so they don't understand the miry clay mixed with the iron discussed in the book of Daniel. They don't understand the fourth kingdom that Daniel prophesied. Well, Klaus Schwab calls this whole thing the fourth industrial revolution. Right. Nazis call it the Fourth Reich. So this is good versus evil. And I'm not saying that President Trump is a saint. I am saying this. I have spent time with him. I've met him. I'm very good friends with his son. And I will tell you, President Trump is one of the few people that I have ever heard of that, and he's an inspiration to many people, willing to put his entire life on hold and to work an insane schedule with no financial benefit at all, nothing but financial losses, nothing but hit pieces, persecution, legal troubles, and now the potential threat of arrest, all to save the country he loves. And I'm telling you, if you didn't hear last night's prayer call with President Trump, his answer to the question, "Sir, how can we pray for you?" when he told me that he wants us to not pray for him, but pray for our country, that just shows yet again his commitment to our country.
And I'm not surprised by that at all. His former bodyguard and driver, former NYPD detective that retired from the force and went to work for the president back in the 80s. He lives here in my little village in upstate New York, and I've had many conversations about the president with him. There are, you know, there's the public Donald Trump that everybody knows, the "you're fired" and the big bluster and everything else. The private man is very genuine. He really has a heart of gold. He has a very, you know, they called him the blue collar billionaire in New York City. He'd be going down the street and all the cabbies, all the guy, all the shoeshine guys, all the hot dog vendors would be yelling out, "Hey, Trump." And he'd give him a big wave back and a big smile, thumbs up. He has the common touch, which almost no billionaire has. Elon Musk has a phenomenal sense of humor and a very self-deprecating sense of humor, but he doesn't have the touch for the common man that President Trump has. It's a different gift. He is very, and he's low-key about his philanthropy. He does things. You know, he came across a couple that were broken down by the side of the road. A woman was broken down trying to change her tire. Not only did the president get her squared away, he got her information, and a couple days later, she got a call from the bank that her mortgage had been paid off. He does quiet things like that. He has all his life to make an impact in people's lives. And when you say that he's given up everything for this country, and not that this matters in the greater scheme of things, but they hate him so much that we have an actual supermodel as first lady, and she didn't get one magazine cover. In 4 years, not one fashion magazine put her on the cover. Meanwhile, they got a guy that looks like a middle linebacker and Dr. Jill, who looks like she was dressed by an upholsterer from the 1970s, and they grace every cover in sight. But the president put it best. They really hate you. I'm just in their way, he said. And I think that's exactly it, Clay. They hate us. I called them commiecrats years ago. I said, they hate you, they hate me, they hate America. And I haven't seen any evidence yet that I was wrong.
Well, you have eyes to see. I always tell people this phrase, real eyes, realize real lies. I repeat, real eyes. Like if you have real eyes to see, if you're grounded in truth and the Bible, you have real eyes, real spiritual eyes to see. If you have real eyes, you will realize real lies. And I just think a lot of people are just so filled with cognitive dissonance and mm-hmm. through media and negative imagery, sexual imagery, lasciviousness. The world we are living is so corrupt that people now, they look at absolute corruption and they go, well, you know, it's not that bad. You know, because they just spent their whole day watching a video game that looks pretty real, where they spent the whole day shooting up fictitious characters, or they just watched yet another horror movie, or they listened to another Post Malone rap song, or they, you know, most of the pop music, most of the sports media entertainment, it's so disgusting and so anti-God that it's desensitized people. And so people like yourself pick up on it right away and you call it out. But if people don't have a grounding in the Word of God, they're just unable to see this corruption all around.
And what I love is the fact that we're starting to take over the culture, right? We've got Burden. We've got great guys like Tom McDonald. You know, these are guys, face tattoos, grills on the teeth, the whole thing, piercings and everything else. They look like Post Malone. And yet their message is exactly the opposite. Their message is godly. Their message is about the family and about America and about taking back our country. And I think that they can actually make inroads where guys like you and I might not be able to in certain instances.
Well, I tell you what, I'm very, honored to be on a program like yours. And I try to cite all my sources. And I would just say homework tonight, folks, if you are listening here and you want to just know the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, CBDCs, the Great Reset, Fauci, Hunter Biden, all of that is documented at time2freeamerica.com. We have it broken down there. You go there and you scroll down and it's just an infinite resource of knowledge. And how I gather this information is I have so many wonderful speakers that speak at the events. And when they speak, I choose to listen and I take notes. And whenever they cite their sources, I document it. And so if you just want to know what's going on, I would say a homework for everybody out there today is one, keep listening to this program. Don't stop listening to this program. Make yourself listen to the program because because what you're doing, Timothy, is you're consistently putting out the truth, and more people need to know it. And I encourage people, make this part of your regimen. Listen to your program while you're driving, while you're working in the garage. Just make sure you're listening to your show. Second thing is, if we go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can get tickets and come join us at the Reawaken America Tour in May at Trump Doral or Las Vegas in Nevada. And you're going to see basically all of President Trump's closest associates are going to be there. Peter Navarro, Kash Patel, General Flynn, Eric Trump, and then the medical truthers, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits. Then you're going to see Sean Foyt, the praise and worship leader, Jim Brewer, the comedian. I mean, it really is, the people speaking out for the truth are all in one place, and they're all there for one mission, and that's to share the truth about what is going on.
Amen. Stick with us through the break, because I want to get into the tour and looking forward for the rest of the year. You're listening to The Reckoning on TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather
with reality and perspective.
I am going to keep pounding away at this whole idea about oceanic warming due to geothermal influences being the main cause of the change in the climate, not CO2. Here we go. Yet another article is coming out today. Scientists discover intense heat waves lurking at the bottom of the ocean. Now, there is no way that the increase in atmospheric CO2 is causing intense heat waves at the bottom of the ocean. What do you think happens to that water that warms up there when it spreads out through the entire ocean? Then what do you think happens to the amount of water vapor in the air? Water vapor being the number one greenhouse gas and also correlated directly to temperatures, CO2 is not. So what we have here is researchers investigating marine heat waves at the sea surface for over a decade now. They started going off in the mid to late 80s. So finally, someone is starting to look at this. The question is it too late? Because the CO2 horse is out of the barn and running rampant with the general public. People have to step up and look at this stuff. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog, meteorologist Joe Bastardi, asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to The Reckoning with Timothy Shea on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Clay, thanks for mentioning the upcoming Reawaken America Tour events in Doral, outside Miami, and in Las Vegas. Folks, you can go to thrivetimeshow.com to get tickets for those events. I can personally vouch for what an amazing experience it is. If you've never been to a Reawaken Tour event, it's going to blow your mind. Bring a notepad because you're going to want to take notes. It's the most information delivered with the most entertainment in a godly, praiseworthy environment. And the connections you make there are going to be with you for years. You're going to meet people that you will be surprised how much in common you have. And you're going to make friends that will probably be your friends years from now. They're amazing events. They've been all over the country. I've been fortunate to have attended half a dozen or so. And every single one of them has just been a chart topper, Clay. You've done a great job, but you're also a business coach. And these are going to be hard times coming for small businesses. Tell us a little bit about your coaching business and how folks that are thinking of starting a business or thinking they need to grow their business, how they can get some help.
Well, one is, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, I've been doing this forever. I've been doing these conferences since 2005, every 2 months. And if you go to one of our events, you can name your price and I've been, not just for the Reawaken America Tour, but for my business conferences. So someone might say, why do you do that? Well, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, I grew up poor. And I know what that's like to have that be the all-consuming thought in your mind is, I can't afford to do this or that. And so I think everybody needs a hand up, not a hand out. Everybody needs somebody to help them. And I've helped to produce thousands of super successful people at these events. We've taught people the specific systems. I wouldn't say it's a motivational event. I wouldn't say it's depressing, but it's very practical. We teach the doctors, lawyers, bankers, mechanics, how to grow their business. And if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, you click there on testimonials, you can see what we do. It's a two-day interactive workshop. So we tell people, if you could pay $250 for a ticket, that'd be great. Or you can pay whatever price that you can afford. And I limit the attendance to around 100 people. I do it at my own office, my own workshop. And people leave with their lives changed, and they absolutely love it. And I've been doing it since 2005. So I have kind of the format nailed down. And then I only take on 160 clients, because the people that I work with do become super successful. And I just know how far I can scale what I do and how far I can't. And so I work with 160 clients. It's kind of like an incubator. And I charge people $1,700 a month, $1,700 per month. It's month to month. It's kind of like hiring a minimum wage employee. And then we get to work building your business. And we offer photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization. All of that's included. We help you with your workflow mapping. We help you with your bookkeeping. We help you with your hiring, your firing. Literally every aspect of your business we cover, and we have a team of 47 employees that work here that help you to grow your company. So it really is a life-changing experience, and you can learn more about that by going to thrivetimeshow.com. And usually I have one opening every 60 days, because my average client sticks around for about 6 years, usually until they sell the company. And so I have usually one opening every 45 days or every 60 days, but we do a workshop every 2 months.
That's fantastic. I know a lot of people out there have been concerned about what the coming economic collapse that we've all been worried about for a year now. We're starting to see the banking system collapse mainly. You know, this all stems from the Kenyan commies administration, right? There's a price to pay for keeping interest rates artificially at 0.0%. You know, all those bonds that were purchased back then are now worthless because they're underwater. Interest rates rose. The bond values have plummeted. There's going to be a big bailout because the federal government is going to peg those assets at par, at face value, even though their true value is far below face value. So that's just a taxpayer bailout by a different name. What do you think people should do in the short term to protect themselves?
Well, I certainly want to respect any sponsors you have. Do you have a gold and silver sponsor?
We don't.
Okay, so I would just say this. These are just objective feedback for people. I met years ago, 2005, 2006, with a very wealthy man who owned a bank. And I met another guy who owned a bank, and then another guy. So I met these three guys who owned banks. And I said, hey, I got to ask you, just man to man, dude to dude, I'm making some money. My business is spitting off. I'm doing 4,000 events a year, and it's kicking off about $150 per event. We're doing 4,000 events a year. You kind of do the math. What should I do with this money? This is 2000, years ago. And the one banker says, well, you want to do is you want to put a quarter of your money into gold and silver, and a quarter of it, you want to buy land from emotional people. I said, land? He goes, or a home. You want to buy real estate from emotional people. I said, well, emotional, why? He goes, because if somebody is emotional, you know, they just got a divorce, then they're probably willing to take a discount. So you take a quarter of your cash, buy gold and silver, take a quarter of your cash, buy real estate from emotional people, and then keep the other half for cash on hand for your next business plan. Well, at the time, I hadn't built multimillion-dollar companies. I'd only built a couple. I hadn't built like many of them. And so I thought, wow, this is okay. I'll do it. So I started taking a quarter of my cash, buying gold and silver, and I bought from a company called goldline.com. I don't have a promo code. And I bought from Goldline. And because I'm like a financial genius, I guess, I did what the banker told me to do, and I started buying gold in about 2006. Well, the price of gold per ounce at that time, if you can believe it, was about $600 to $550 per ounce. And the banker said, don't sell it. So I'm like, okay, I won't sell it. So now that gold's sitting at about $2,000 an ounce, so I tripled my money there. All the real estate I've purchased over the years has gone up in value, and I've retained some and sold some. And then over time, I developed a thing where I'm going to buy, not emotionally, I'm just going to take a quarter of my cash and buy gold and silver like every month. And so another banker said, you got to go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And I said, well, what's that? He goes, that's my buyer, Andrew Sorcini. That's who I buy from. And I'm going, why are you buying gold and silver? Don't you own a bank? And he said, Clay, there's a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, but let me explain to you how it works, okay? The Federal Reserve is not federal, and there is no reserve. And again, you can imagine the look on my face. I'm like, what? He goes, it's not federal. There is no reserve. So what the bank, so he said, this is how my bank works. I borrow money from the Federal Reserve that they don't have. So the Federal Reserve doesn't have any money, and they lend it to me, and they charge me interest to borrow money from them that they don't have. And then I take the money that I don't have and I lend it to you and I charge you an interest. So that's how that works. And I said, how does that work? He goes, don't overthink it. But I'm telling you, at some point, it's going to collapse because of exponential growth of debt. So at some point, and I'm tracking probably 2020-ish, you're going to see a complete collapse of the U.S. dollar. And I'm going, really? So I met with another banker, and he told me the same thing. So I would just say, on a practical level, I would buy gold and silver. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I've had a great experience with goldline.com. I don't get paid a commission to say that. And I buy now currently from Beverly Hills Precious Metals, bh-pm.com. So does General Flynn, a lot of other people. It's bh-pm.com. Second is that you're going to have to make sure you have food in case of a supply chain collapse. So when Sri Lanka collapsed, they didn't tell people, folks, you have 24 hours to go to the store. They just collapse. You know, Venezuela, they didn't say, folks, you have 17 days to plan. Venezuela is going to collapse. Get yourself ready. So you really want to just, it's a smart idea. You know, you get fired. I mean,
look what happened in COVID, right? All of a sudden, no toilet paper.
Right. It's just a smart idea. You know, so I have enough food for about 7 years. And someone says, where should I buy this said food? I don't have a promo code. I buy from My Patriot Supply. They're a good company. Patriot Supply. And I also buy from a company called Sherwood.tv. He has local organic food designed to last years and years. And that's a Sherwood.tv. So that's what I would be doing. And then as far as how should I be planning long term, it's like this. My dad had Lou Gehrig's disease. And when we knew that, I was like, let's maximize the time we have together. Because when you're dead, you don't want to have anything left unsaid. So with our republic, let's enjoy it. You know, let's spend time with our family, let's fellowship, and let's fight for it. But once freedom's gone, it's kind of hard to give you business tips on how to run a business in a central bank digital currency, social credit score controlled ESG dominated economy, because that's not a real economy. That's called communism. And then it gets weird.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You can't even pay for a shoe shine, right, without running through a credit card transaction. Everything's monitored. Everything's controlled. That's the whole point of the system. I've been telling people also, Clay, even if you don't drink, buy some cases of alcohol. Even if you don't have a self-defense mechanism, although you should, buy some buy boxes of freedom seeds, because barter economy is going to be big if CBDCs ever come in.
Yeah, and you're seeing right now, I don't know if people understand this, but today Russia and China signed the biggest deal, or one of the biggest deals in the history of, I would say it's the biggest deal in the history of the world. China and Russia are now agreeing to trade back and forth and to begin using the Chinese yuan on everything. They've signed a military deal to work together. They're basically putting a fork in the concept that we could ever keep them from teaming up together. And Putin gave a very direct talk explaining that Russia and China and the Asian countries, as well as the Latin American countries, they're going to begin trading. They're going to begin buying oil and gas and not using the U.S. dollar. So for anybody that needs a brief history lesson, in 1971, America got off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. We got off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger and the action of Richard Nixon in 1971. And then per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, we moved on to what's called the petrodollar, where it's a dollar basically propped up by this weird relationship we had with Saudi Arabia, where we said, Saudi Arabia, if you'll only sell oil to countries that we like at a price that we like and price that oil in U.S. dollars, we'll protect you militarily. That relationship is now done. And so the only thing that propped up the petrodollar was petro, and that's about gone. So we are, I don't know, it's not looking good for the U.S. dollar.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's a shame that the Saudi relationship is done. Saudi Arabia has its own issues. Every country does. We've got our own issues here. But President Trump had Saudi Arabia back heading in the right direction. And Joe Biden intentionally destroyed that relationship. He's intentionally undone every single bit of progress that the president made for our country. The people, this is Obama 3.0, and it's clear that these people, they hate us and they hate America, and they're going to do everything they can to end us. And so it's up to us to not. Clay, I know how busy you are. I can't thank you enough for coming on for the whole show. You're welcome back anytime. JT's got the calendar link. Just book yourself in if you ever have anything you want to come on and talk about. Give my best to Vanessa. So and I look forward to seeing you down the road, brother.
All right. You take care. Have a great night. And get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com.
And one more time, that all the information?
All that information is time2freeamerica.com. And we have the Reawaken America Tour in May in Miami, Florida. Coming up in May, Miami, Florida at Trump Doral. You can get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com.
time2freeamerica.com. Also go to thrivetimeshow.com for your business consulting needs. All right, folks, that's a wrap for tonight. Until next time, God bless you. God bless these United States. Keep fighting the good fight.